welcome to the All Things Overlanding podcast. My name is Fletch, and I'll be your host. Are you ready for some great overlanding content? Then let's get into it. All right, hey everybody, welcome to the podcast / vlog. As always, I'm your host, Fletch, from All Things Overlanding. And on today's episode, we've got something a little special. Actually, we'll be talking to a gentleman named Lee Odom, who started a website called overlandmeetup.com. I found it maybe a couple months ago. Lee, does that sound right? A couple months ago, maybe?
Yep, that's it. I think it's probably been 2 or 3 months.
Okay. But it's a super cool forum style website, great content, a lot of good content creators on there, a cool feature like groups, and you can share maps, and there's all kinds of cool stuff on there, and I'm a big fan of forums. So after I found it, started talking to Lee, found out he was a super cool guy. He's got a lot of guns, obviously, which is cool. So wanted to have him on the show, just kind of talk to him and have him tell us a little bit about the website, and he's also got some other projects he's working on, so we'll talk about those a little bit. So welcome, Lee.
Hey, thanks, buddy. I appreciate it. I got to tell you, sorry, first thing's this. Okay. I got to be honest. Every time I hear your name and it's Fletch or I say Fletch, I think that you're going to come out in some like superhero costume. So
that would be weird.
That's a suggestion. You're going to have to get a cape because I think it just.
With a wife or something, you know, by the end of that, I don't know. Yeah.
No, every time I say it's Fletch, and I'm like, oh, superhero, cape, I gotta get it. So anyway,
it's like my screen name, I guess. I don't know. I mean, that's my dad was always Fletch. He was an athletic director at the school that I went to, and then I was Fletch. My brother was Fletch, so it was very confusing for a long time.
Too funny. So, thanks for having me on, man. I appreciate it. It's been really fun, I have to tell you, for the last few months, just being able to have some dialogue with you back and forth, and you. You've taught me a lot about so many things, like, you know, YouTube and your podcast and Amazon. Who knew?
Yeah.
So anyway, I appreciate that. So thanks for having me on.
No problem. Yeah, I'm excited to have you. So let's start with the website, right? So Overland Meetup. Tell me, you know, tell us, you know, I know about it, but maybe a lot of people watching don't. So tell us about it. Tell us about the website. Feel free to, you know, at any point, whenever you want, you can pull it up and share your screen and we can look at it or, you know, whatever you want to do. This is obviously I'm a professional, right?
There you go. Hey, I never miss an episode, man. So, I mean,
hey, I appreciate at least it. I
always watch your stuff. So, yeah, thanks. So Overland Meetup was... Well, let's just start off by saying I don't sleep much. And if I do, it's not very long.
Yeah.
But so I have a lot of projects and a lot of things that I'm trying to accomplish. But Overland Meetup really came about because I wanted a place that, for one, I didn't have to pay.
Yeah.
Okay. And two, my content belonged to me and other people's content. It was their content. In other words, you know, a place where it's not being sold or, you know, you have all these other things that intermingle. I just wanted to build a site that had everything to do with overlanding and exploring and the outdoors. And that's it. I didn't want it, you know, littered with everything else.
Yeah, that's cool.
So I set out and started on it. So I'll give you a little preview of it. We'll look at it here real quick and we'll be on the homepage. Hopefully you can see that okay. So anyway, this is basically, this is the homepage and this is where, you know, everything starts to happen. So you can view the whole website in its entirety without being a member. You just can't participate. Sure. And so we'll go through and I'll show you a few things real quick, Fletch. So again, this is the latest part of the the threads or whatever you want to call it from the community. And in this, you know, I don't know if can you see my mouse? Okay.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay, good. So this would be where you just do your status updates. Now I don't always like to use the reference Facebook, but let's just be honest. That's what everybody goes to. And right. I still use Facebook. I won't ever get rid of Facebook, but I just needed a place where it was just more, I could put everything together in one spot and not have to, you know, bounce all over the place. So anyway, so here's a place where you can, you know, you can update your status. You know, you can do photos, videos, audio stuff, You can take polls, you can ask friends, you can, you know, do the emojis or whatever you call them, you know, if you like something. So yeah. You can put all that in there. And then as you see, you can scroll down and, you know, you can like a comment or a photo or however it is. Hey, I know that guy.
Who is that guy?
Yeah, look at that. So, you know, you can add that, you know, so it just goes on. And obviously you can, you know, like you have your own group. So I'll show you that in a minute. You can go to your own group. But then on the sides, what we have is, you know, you have your friends list. You have, you know, this is all your content. So, you know, these are all the things that pertain to you that you can go through and look at. So if you have a classified ad, you go right here and you can see your ad. If you've ordered from the store in there, you can do that. So there's just a slew of things, and I'm not done either. Yeah. But so anyway, these little widgets on the side will give you some information, you know, just random business listings and so forth. So we'll go back up to the top here. So in the community, I won't go to each one of these pages, but we'll just go over them real quick because I don't want to, you know, take too long. But this is basically the page you're looking at now. Mm-hmm. This will be your classified. So anything that anybody wants to buy, sell, or trade, stick in the classifieds. These are your groups, just like it says. These are groups. Everybody can go in there and create a group and then invite people into it. And then from there, you as the group owner can moderate everything. You can, you know, you can invite other people. You can, you know, I mean, it's just, you know, it's like Facebook.
Yeah, so, it's like a little mini Facebook, right?
Yeah. Now, this is a thing called locations, and there's a little controversy about locations, and we could say that for a whole nother episode if you want, but this is where you can share locations with other people. And so basically, if there's a spot and you feel like you want to share it, that say, hey, this is a neat place, and it doesn't have to be a camping spot. Sure. It could actually be like a historical marker on a trail.
Yeah.
You know, something, just whatever. I mean, I got one I'm fixing to upload. It's a place down in Southeast Oklahoma that when you go into this town, there's like a little, I mean, there's no stop signs or anything. It's just a small town, but Oh, wow. Lo and behold, there's a pull off like picnic area.
Huh.
And by God, they got Wi-Fi there in the town.
Wow. That's funny.
And I know. I was like, what the heck? Anyway, so, you know, I thought, hey, I'll put that on there. So yeah. That's what that's for. Now, routes is the same kind of thing. Routes is where you can go in there and you can dump your routes, trails, whatever it is you want. Yeah. And then other people can download those. And when you upload those, the cool thing is, Fletch, you can add video. You know, you can put a little paragraph in there, or you can do photos or whatever. So, and then other people can download those and use them like in their guide, GPS or whatever.
That's cool. Yeah.
And so this is just your members list. And then this is our newly launched, this is one of my other projects called Overland Radio, or Radio Overland, whichever one you want to call it, because I own both of the websites.
Of course you do.
But this was my first, or I think the first broadcast streaming internet radio devoted to nothing but overlanding.
That's cool. Yeah.
And so right now it's streaming music. And as you can see right now, it's playing. I don't know if I hit this, will it
maybe
record it?
I mean, what's the worst that happens?
I say, I don't want to play much because I don't want you to, you know, get in trouble. But anyway, so
good thinking. Yeah, I didn't think about that.
Yeah. So it, you know, there's your music. There's a few, you know, commercial spots and one thing or another. So we're slowly bringing on people to do talk shows, weekly shows. I've been trying to get this guy named Fletch to maybe jump in and do a weekly show. But
you just keep playing that one over and over again.
I know. Eventually somebody's gonna email me and go, dude, this is, you're wearing it.
Get rid of this guy Fletch. He's the worst.
Yeah. So anyway, then there's the podcast channel. So I have yours and of course Michael's from all over Overland. Mm-hmm. Both of y'all's podcasts are on there, and we can add other people's. I mean, I'm waiting for suggestions. Sure. Same with the YouTube channels.
Yeah.
And then this is a little recipe, you know, play. So
yeah, then we have cool.
Huh?
I said, that's cool. I'm just starting to get to the point where like, I actually care about cooking when I go on trips. Like, always just been like hot dogs and, you know, like Lunchables,
ramen noodles.
Yeah, but it's terrible, right? Like,
I know, man.
I'm obsessed with those videos on YouTube, like those ASMR like woods cooking videos. Have you seen those?
No.
You have to look up, like, look up ASMR camp cooking on YouTube. Oh my,
that's probably dangerous. Last weekend, when we were at the Moore Expo last weekend.
Uh-huh. Yep.
And I took a, I'd had a whole, this is like one of those squirrel moments where you just run off. And, but anyway, I had a whole Kansas City strip that I aged for like 100 days.
Oh my God.
And then I cut these big, like seriously, like inch thick, you know, steaks out of them. And then I had all these fresh veggies. And so when I got up there, I took that and I cut it up into strips, and I made these fajita tacos with fresh bell peppers and onions. And I mean, all this stuff. And I mean, there's some people from up in Michigan, Cindy, her name's Cindy Pope. Cindy anyway, Pope. She's
in, I know her.
Went crazy.
Yeah, I bet.
I mean, it was, so anyway,
yeah, that's so great.
This is our events. We have a business directory where you can list your business and put it on the map. So there's plenty in there. The marketplace. Now the marketplace is kind of cool because I've built this to be much like Etsy. And I don't know if recording, if it's gonna
break it.
There we go. So it's, I built this to be a lot like Etsy, but only for overlanding. And so this is where, you know, if a guy has a small niche, like he builds knives or he's has something for overlanding, but he doesn't have a big website, he can go put it on there, or businesses can, and they can sell on here. Just basically, it's just like Etsy.
That's cool. Yeah, you got my buddy Chad Boyd on there, Overland Addict.
Yeah, yeah. He just jumped on the other day, and at the show, he came over and was like, hey, I set up my, and I'm like, yeah, hurry up and get some stuff in there.
Yeah, he's a good dude.
Yeah. So anyway, that's, you know, that's one of them, but we have several brands. I'll show you here a little bit.
Yeah, we kind of like touched on this, and I was like, oh my God, he has like five businesses.
Yeah, well, we have others too, but so I said I don't sleep much, so I really don't sleep.
I guess not.
So we have the radio, and then this is the organic overland. So this is back to the cooking part.
Yeah,
this is where my wife sources organic and natural either teas or seasonings or spices or something like that. And then we package them in recyclable plastic, you know, type containers. We don't do the glass because, you know, I don't want anybody to break it and it be out, you know, and somebody step on it. So we do the plastic. You can recycle it.
That's cool. Detox tea for some of my trips.
Yeah. So I'll tell you.
You might have too much beer some nights. You can ask Cindy Pope about that. She was on one of those trips where I might have had a couple too many beers one night.
Nah, say it ain't so. So yeah, so we have all the teas and everything. I'll have to send you some of that detox tea then. Sounds Jesus. Like you might need some.
This is bad. Things are showing up in the mail, and my wife is like, why are you getting things related to
detox tea?
Yeah.
Oh, Lord. Oh, I see a joke coming on, but oh, wait. Anyway, so then we have our expedition traditions, and this is basically lifestyle clothing and gear. And I need to really add some more because we have some more t-shirts and a few other things like stickers and just there's some other stuff that's being added. As a matter of fact, when we get done, I got to go in here and fire up the t-shirt press and printers and all and make a few more of these here because I'm out.
Yeah, I was gonna say, are you running this through like a third party, like an Amazon or something, where then they fulfill it, or are you fulfilling all this yourself?
No, I do it. We make it all here. And so we bring in the teas and spices in bulk, and then we package them and label them, seal them. And then shirts, I have an artist that will do the work. And then from there we have, you know, sublimation printers and vinyl cutters.
You are a busy guy.
Yeah. And so then we make the t-shirts ourselves. So anyway, and then of course you just saw the community. And then lastly, and this one's not quite done, but I'll show it to you. It's almost done. Mm-hmm. And that is the Overland Trailer USA. And if you can look at this, will see right here. That's way more done
than it was last time we talked. So that's way more done than last time we talked.
Yeah. So you got rental trailers and then trailers for sale. The object behind this is there's other rental websites for trailers, but they all have the big RVs. And so the focus for this is strictly into the overlanding. So you'll be able to, you know, go through and, you know, here's what all this particular one has, and this is how much it is. You can book it. It tells you the location where it's going to be, you know, like Denver.
Wow.
You know, all that kind of stuff. And then, you know, like here's a feature thing. So if you click on one of these, it'll tell you double insulated door with screens. You know, this is a low maintenance aluminum siding, stabilizer jacks, you know, so you go through and do the whole nine yards. So
that's cool. That's a really good idea. Cause like, and I've talked about this on other episodes, but like, I love the idea of like a trailer for overlanding, because like, I'd love to just have the tent and have the awning and have everything so I could set up a base camp. But my big problem for me is I don't have a place to store it. Like, that's literally the only reason I don't have a trailer, is because I don't have a place to store it. But if I knew that I was going to go on one trip this year that was like a week long and I was going to go X number of miles away, like, that might be worth it to pay some money to just rent a trailer and have a base camp, you know, that I can just use for that trip and then walk away from it, you know?
Oh, absolutely. And the idea is, I think a lot of us, you know, myself included, there's times that, you know, the trailer's just sitting here and I'm thinking, why not let it go out and make a little money? I mean, you know, it's got insurance. So, we're almost done with it. We have a little bit more, we have a few little of the, you know, legality parts of it. Yeah. Really, that's all it is. So, but you know, in a gist, that's pretty much all, other than my gun business, but nobody wants to hear about that. So,
I mean, I bet a bunch of people do. If you want to hear about the gun business, comment down below and I can hook you up with Lee.
There you go. Yeah.
Well, that's cool. Yeah, I love that trailer idea, man. I remember we talked about it last time and I was kind of like, okay, that seems like a good idea, but now it looks like it's like built. It looks like it's mostly there.
Yeah, well, I mean, seriously, it's, I think we're down to a few contracts and I have one part for the supplemental insurance, because obviously, you know, if you own a trailer, it's insured. Right. There's supplemental. Yeah, you need to cover. So yeah. We got that, and just like I said, just a few little things left, and then we'll real numbers in there. Those, a lot of that stuff is just in there to
placeholder.
Yeah. So
cool.
But yeah, it's coming. Cool. It's coming. And I think at the show this past weekend, I literally had four or five dealers that had trailers that all said that they would be interested in putting them into a rental fleet. So I'm stoked. And I think one of them was actually in Indiana, come to think of it.
Huh. Interesting.
I'll have to look and I'll send you a message.
I was going to say, yeah, let me know who that is. I'm curious. Was it P&P Engineering?
No, it actually was a, they had, what do they call those things? Mantas or something like that. It's one of those crazy new looking.
Sherpas?
No.
No.
Don't start me lying, man. I can't remember. I've slept since then, but only for a few hours.
They had an earth roamer, one of those like $500,000 giant trucks.
Well, there was one in there, but I think it was like 1.2 million actually.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can't even, numbers that big. I can't go over $500,000. Cause I'm like, that's just, I can't even comprehend that.
I don't have enough kidneys to sell to get it.
I have to sell my house a couple of times to get $500,000 vehicle.
Yeah. Yeah. No doubt.
Oh my God. Well, that's funny. Well, cool. Yeah. Those businesses are awesome. I'm super excited about it. And I love that you have, you know, the passion for overlanding, that you're like finding ways to make multiple businesses. And I like that it's like, and maybe touch on this a little bit more, the one overlanding thing. Like when you and I talked last time, it was, you know, as everybody just saw when you were showing that screen, there's a bunch of businesses under that. But I like that it's like one website where you can find a bunch of different things related to overlanding, with the idea being that, you know, it's like a one-stop shop for, you know, clothes and swag and trailer rentals and the community and the, you know, the radio/ interview shows and things like that. Like that's a cool idea, the one overland thing.
Yeah. So it's just oneoverland.com, and that'll take you in there, and then you can, you know, go from there. Or if you end up at overlandmeetup.com, it'll still take you back. So, you know, either way, they're kind of all, you know, intertwined together. So, but that is the main one, and that's kind of what I'm trying to focus it in on, is that, and even like the Facebook pages, it's just ultimately is going to make it to one, and that's it. Yeah. It'll just be one overland on Facebook. And then from there, you know, it's, you know, we'll post everything that revolves around all the other ones. So,
yeah, That's awesome. And I'll put, for everybody watching or listening on the podcast or the vlog, I'll put links down below to all this stuff too, so you can easily go check it out. So
yeah. And if for some reason you get in there and something's not working right, just remember I'm not quite done with all of them. So yeah, I am doing a little bit of work on them.
Yeah.
And so every once in a while I have to take it off the server.
Yeah. I mean, that's the fun thing too, is like, that's what I like about Lee is like, I just messaged him on Overland Meetup one time and was like, hey, I'm trying to make this group, but I can't do this thing. And he was like, literally like 20 minutes later, somebody's like, hey, I just did it for you. I made it. And I was like, that's really cool. Like, you don't get that on Overland Bound, or, you know what I mean? Like, it's just, it's neat.
Hey, and you don't have to pay for this one either.
Right. I don't need a really expensive badge or anything.
Hint, hint, wink, wink, nudge.
I love everyone. Everyone does their own thing, but
yeah,
you know, I'm cheap.
Yeah. So. I built it with the thought process that I would keep advertising down to a minimum, and I'd only take a few, and that was just enough to cover the cost of hosting the site.
Right.
That's cool. When you got on there, you didn't have a bunch of, you know, stuff to scroll through or get through, or, you know, and if you decide you want to leave the site, you literally go to your account and you download all your data, all your information to your computer and delete your account, and it's no longer on our server.
That's cool. Yeah,
I like, you own it all.
You put into it. Yeah, that's super cool. So next question.
All right, lay it on me.
From that stuff, what? Tell us about your rig. Like, what do you take on trips?
So, funny story. Well, this could last all night, but basically we have a one of the new Opus trailers, the Australian deals that, you know, it self-inflates, or, you know,
they're badass.
and my wife actually was the one that found it, not me. Nice. So she, you know, she's like, if we're going to camp, I think I'd like to have this. Well, it was a great compromise because when it's deployed out, it's big.
Yeah.
But when it's, you know, packed up, it's relatively a small footprint. Now, it's about as wide as your car, but it's right. the height of it is down, you know, fairly low.
Okay. Yeah.
And it pulls like a dream. So that's what we camp with. It's, you know, got everything in it, heating and air, the whole nine yards. But, nice. And then we were pulling it with my wife, a new Volkswagen Atlas.
Okay. SUV. That's cool.
And it did, I mean, it just did a phenomenal job. I got to tell you, it was like, I couldn't believe it pulled so well.
That's interesting.
Well, my wife got tired of me going out and trashing her car. You know, I'm like, hey, it's got a center diff lock. Let's try it out. And, you know, and then the mud, and then there's this. And yeah. So finally we went out and bought a new, in November, I bought a new 2020 4Runner.
Nice.
And, drove it. This is so terrible to say, but I drove it off the lot with 8 miles on it.
Yeah.
And just this past weekend, I broke 2,000. So do the math and you'll see it's not gone anywhere.
Yeah.
I've had so much going on that, you know, I just haven't gone anywhere. But so we pull it with the 4Runner now. And quite frankly, the 4Runner's a turd and the Volkswagen actually outpulls the 4Runner.
That's
funny. And that's the honest to God's truth.
Yeah.
I can't. Yeah. I mean, I just.
There's a guy.
You wouldn't imagine it.
I'm going to have to look up his channel because there is a guy. I'll look up his channel and I'll post it in the description below. But there is a guy who I subscribed to and commented on a couple of his videos. And he subscribed to me and commented on a couple of mine. But he he overlands an Atlas. And like I feel like that's kind of part of the name of his channel or something. It's like Overland Atlas or something like that. But again, I'll look it up and I'll put it in the description below. But this guy, like, he uses an Atlas for overlanding, period. And he goes on trips all the time. He must be out west because he's always in like desert by big rocks and stuff. But he swears by that thing and talks about, I'm just like, man, that is an expensive truck to be potentially bashing on rocks. But it seems to do really well. And he takes some really cool trips in it. So,
when we first got it, we took a trip up into the Blue Ridge Mountains in North Carolina and all, and got into a freaking toad strangler of a storm up there, and then of course, you know, the GPS, it took us and we were like, I'm pretty sure this is not the road we're supposed to be on, because we ended up doing some like minor water crossings, and I mean, even all the little sensors on the front of it were like, you know, the braking thing, we had to turn everything off because it was like slamming on the brakes as we were going down into the water and all, and my wife's like, oh well, I guess we're gonna break it in, right, you know. But
your wife's anyway,
it, it, It does a great job, but I have to admit, I was pretty disappointed in the 4Runner. I really was.
Hey, I'm a Nissan guy, so I can just step away from that and just say I have no comment, right? But I mean, you know, like 4Runners, they hold their value so well. It's ludicrous to me, the prices on those things.
Yeah, and it is, and that's one of the reasons I ended up with a new one, because I looked at a couple of used ones, and I was like, I might as well just buy new.
Yeah.
I mean, it's only like, I think there was a couple of 19s that were used that were, they were only like a couple $1,000 less than what I paid for a new one, and I'm like, holy bejesus, what? So we did. So that's my rig. That's what we pull it with. It's not built, but it will be hopefully soon.
Yeah.
I'd like to snatch that.
Can do a lot.
I'd like to snatch that 4-liter V6 out of it, and put a diesel in it. But obviously that's another $32,000 that I don't have.
Jeez. So that seems like a bit of an expensive modification.
Yeah. There's a guy in Texas that puts you a brand new Prado engine in it, diesel, you know, and it hooks up. So, I can't afford that. So I'm just going to live with it.
If you're going to keep it for like the next 30 years, it might be worth it.
Yeah. Nah. I'm half tempted, although my wife's already put the kibosh on that, but I was like, man, I think I want something else.
You've just gotten like a 2010 Xterra or Frontier. You could have got it for like 10 grand.
I should have bought my daughter's. She had one. And
there you go.
And really it was just, it had 300,000 miles on it, but it was still running fine.
That's impressive.
And then she ended up selling it. And now looking back, I kind of wished I'd have just bought it and just repowered it, because I mean, the rest of it was still solid. Yeah. Even the engine really, for all intents and purposes, was still in pretty good shape. It burned a little oil, but you know,
when those, was it an Xterra or Frontier?
Xterra.
Okay. I mean, there's a bunch of guys that VK56 swapped those and put the 5.6 liter out of the Titan in them and put all the Titan underrunning stuff under it to give it a wider track and beefier suspension and stuff. And it's, I mean, maybe 5 to 7 grand. You could have taken that track and like put a, you know, 380-ish horsepower V8 in that thing. And
hell yeah.
Track and
rip the rear end out of it.
Yeah. make it all a Titan underneath with an Xterra body on top, basically.
I like it.
I don't know that I will ever go that route. There's a couple guys that have done it, and that is, man, you watch those guys drive those things and they just sound like monsters. But I think if mine ever dies, I will probably just take all the stuff out of it. And then my real goal would be to buy like a early 2010s, like 2010 through 2013 Infiniti QX80/QX56, which has the Titan underpinnings all in it anyways.
Yeah.
Because like, I know that you can't go down as tight of trails, but like, I mostly just take trips, you know, like I like all the challenging stuff too. But like in the 4 years that I've owned my Xterra, I've maybe been on a challenging trail like 4 times.
Yeah.
So it's just hard to find in the Midwest. There's just nothing. It's flat. There's nothing cool here.
You got to come down here and wheel with us in the Ozarks, man. Holy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So are you going to go to Rendezvous in the Ozarks this year?
Oh yeah.
That's on my radar. I'm planning to do that.
We'll be there, probably set up again as a vendor, because we repped for Opus last year. And although I did help Opus get a new dealer, that dealer may come down, so I may just work with him. If not, I got another little business venture I'm starting into that I may be there with that one. So
we'll see. Yeah,
I hope you do, though.
September, October?
October. Yeah, it's the week after East. So I'm probably going to do East and then shag back this way as fast as I can to get to the Rendezvous.
How far apart are those two, Overland East and that?
A week.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, time-wise, yeah. How, like, distance-wise, how far apart are they?
Oh. 900, 1,200 miles or something.
Oh, so it's a ways. I was going to say, like, because my goal was to get to East and Rendezvous in the Ozarks. Those were my two that I was like, man, I really want to go to those this year.
That Rendezvous in the Ozarks, for anybody that's listening, I'm telling you, that thing was a blast. And it's only, like, in its third year, and they've already outgrown the second place that they've been in. I mean, it's all within the same property, but they keep, you know, in different sections.
Yeah.
Next year, they're going to have to move it up to the biggest part of it. But this place is cool. It's right on the Mulberry. There's two grass runways, and there'll be planes flying in and out. And they got all kind of trails. And, I mean, they have them for everybody. beginner, intermediate, hard. So
that's what I've heard. That seems really cool. Like that's about the only way I'm going to hit any real trails, right? It's I want to use a winch. I want to use my winch for real. I want to use it not just to move trees out of the way and stuff. I want to like use it.
You come down and go into the Ozark National Forest and you'll fall in love. And most people do. It's funny. Is I see people all the time. They're like, who knew that Arkansas had this? But they do. Yeah. And it's beautiful.
Yeah, it's that's Chad Boyd's Overland Attic stomping grounds.
He lives in Missouri right on the border. And then he runs. And that's where we go when we leave Oklahoma. Huh. We go straight to Arkansas.
Interesting. Yeah. It's a little ways away from me, but I mean, if I could get like a week in a row, like if I could get a straight week in the Ozark National Forest, man, that would be worth it.
Do it.
That heartbeat.
You'll never regret it.
Yeah. Well, cool. Well, I'll definitely keep you in the loop for sure.
Yeah. I'm excited. I'll make sure I meet you there. Even if it's not for the rendezvous, if you come down, I'll meet you there.
Yeah. Yeah. We could just do like a meetup somewhere in Convoy or go on a camping trip.
They're doing one weekend down there. Right now, there's like 10 guys coming, 10 different rigs from Kansas are coming, and there's about 10 from Arkansas and Missouri that are coming down there. All they're doing is they're setting up a base camp and then they're just riding the trails.
That's cool.
And just families.
That sounds awesome. Yeah. All right, cool. Well, then I'll put that on my radar and start planning. See, I've said a million times, like that's half the fun, right? It's just thinking about the trip and where you're going to go and what you're going to do. So.
Oh yeah, and bring the kids because I'm telling you, the place is packed. I mean, last year we put up a portable movie theater outside by the fire. So after we had all the, raffles and giveaways, they set up this big screen out, inflatable movie screen, and all the kids gathered around and they have kids area where they, do games for them. So yeah, bring the kids.
That's cool.
And, it's a blast.
Yeah. Cool. Well, I'm planning on it. So I'll talk to you about it.
You bet.
So cool. So to kind of wrap it up, cause I don't want to take up your whole night here, but like, tell me about, you mentioned Blue Ridge Mountains. Is that what you said?
Yeah. Yeah.
So like what overlanding trips have you taken? Like what's your favorite and why, where have you been? What have you done?
My heart belongs probably in the Smoky Mountains and the Blue Ridge Mountains, to be honest with you. And that's probably my favorite place. And so I love being up there. But I can't take anything away from, Southeast Oklahoma and the Ozark National Forest and Washitas and that kind of stuff. It's just beautiful. Cool. So I spend most of my time there, when we do go. I do have a trip to Salt Lake City. Okay. So I'm taking my 5-year-old out to see my oldest daughter. And on the way, we're going to stop in Moab. We're going to do Arches and Canyonland both.
Nice.
And so we'll spend about a week to 10 days doing that, going out there and staying there. And then on the way back, I'm thinking we're going to drop down into Arizona and maybe come back through into parts of New Mexico and hit some of the, I can't even think of the name of the mountains now, but anyway, hit some of the, New Mexico and Arizona.
Awesome.
And it'll probably be about a 2-week round trip, but it'll just be my 5-year-old and I.
That's cool. Are you going to tow the trailer for that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah,
bring the Opus. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Well, see, you guys are so lucky. I'm telling you, like I mentioned to you earlier when we were talking, like I'm going to go on a 2-day trip this weekend to Hoosier National Forest, which is where I always go because it's the only thing that's within, 10 hours of me here. But it's like all gravel roads, just like fire roads that are pretty well maintained, actually.
Have you thought about going up into the peninsula up in Michigan and up in that way?
But here's the thing is like a weekend trip, it gets really dicey. So I did a couple of years ago, we did a January trip.
Yeah.
UP. Well, it wasn't quite the UP. It was like the Manistee area, Manistee National Forest. And it was awesome. Like it was a lot of fun. There were some cool iced over water crossings we did. There's just beautiful trails. There was a bunch of snow on the ground. So that was really fun. But like even to that, even just to Manistee, which is like the middle of Michigan, that's like 8 hours for me. So it's like for a weekend trip. I mean, I'd have to leave in the morning on Friday to get there by dinner time or dark, on Friday night, have Saturday and then leave Sunday morning and drive all day to get home. So
you just got to tell your boss that once a quarter, you're going to have to take about 4 or 5 days.
Yeah.
And you just got to shag on out of town, forget everything else.
Well, it's funny. I mentioned that to him the other day and I was like, he's like, as long as you put it on your calendar, I don't care. He's like, you just tell me, just give me enough warning and make sure I'm prepared for while you're gone. I was like, all right.
What are you waiting on? Come down to the Ozarks.
I've only been at this company though for 2 months.
Well, apparently it's working out in your favor. So come on down to the Ozarks.
Yeah. Well, that's why I'm like trying to like time it with big trips. Rendezvous in the Ozarks. Cause I'm like, all right, that's my best chance to hit a lot of people. The best chance to meet a bunch of people. It's organized. I can like show my boss a website and be like, look, this isn't just me like just not working. It's like a thing I'm going to. So it was funny. I jokingly told him the other day, I said, someday my channel might be really big and I might be famous. And he goes, listen, he goes, I started this business because someday I want to be rich. He goes, if you get the yacht first, just invite me to come hang out on it. I don't care.
I like the way he thinks.
He's awesome. Yeah. That's, my job right now is awesome. I've been working with this guy as a vendor of mine at like three different companies I worked at for like the last 5 years, probably. And then when I left my last job, then I waited 3 months. Like I left my last job and then I just didn't have a job for 3 months because I was waiting for him to get funding so he could hire me. So
I just found the right woman that's got a really good job. So I get to work at home.
That's nice. I could tell my wife, what are you doing? Like, yeah. This is not how it's supposed to work.
Reminds me frequently that she's the sugar mama. But I'm okay with that. So yeah, I'm okay with that. Not really.
Nice. Yeah, that's me. Every time I give my wife a hard time, I just get in trouble. So
yeah,
I'm used to it.
That's too funny.
Well, cool. Well, all right. Well, I mean, that's about all the questions I have. I mean, do you have anything else you want to cover or anything else you want to push or talk about?
Nah, man, I've enjoyed this. This is a little bit out of the ordinary for you.
Yeah. And
I think that it was really, I mean, it was fun. I hope that your folks that are listening and watching, I hope they enjoy it. I mean, it's a little, you know, it's not scripted and that kind of stuff. So I had a good time. So I hope everybody else enjoys it too. And this was a little bit different. So I'm glad.
Good. Yeah, me too. I had a great time. Thank you, Lee, for being on the show. Everybody, like I said, you know, check out Overland Meetup, check out One Overland. I'll put links down below. I'll put links to Michael Hyden's all over Overland too. He's a good guy. He stole my name almost.
Great guy. Yeah.
But when I saw his name of his channel, I was like, wait a second. I'm all things Overlanding. He can't be all over Overlanding. It's too similar, you know. But he is a good guy. He makes great videos and good podcasts. And he's all about the podcasting, man. I think while you guys were at
More,
he made like six of them.
Yeah. Yeah. He does them real like, he takes that, you know, that Zoom thing and he's walking around with that in his phone or whatever he's doing. But, you know, he's got a gift and he's like, I don't have a gift for what you do and what he does.
I mean,
I'm the guy in the background that kind of tries to, you know, pull it all together. But I don't have a face for TV or a voice for radio. So
I don't know about that, Lee.
Yeah. So,
somebody, you know, liked you. Enough to
She's blind and was drunk, I think, at the same time. I'm just kidding.
Oh, she can never listen to this now. Never.
She's probably outside the office listening to it right now.
Oh, man.
If you don't hear from me tomorrow, you probably need to find somebody to check on me because I might be in trouble.
Oh, well, on that note, we just got Lee killed. So never mind checking out his websites or anything. They're all going down.
See? She's got access.
He has access to firearms.
She's got
We're in trouble. Well, great. Well, that's a good way to end this. So after talking about murder, you know, so thank you everybody for listening. Thanks for checking out the podcast and the episodes on the vlog. Like I said, though, check out the links below for sure. Check out Lee's stuff. It's really cool. And thanks again, Lee, for being on the show.
Thanks for having me, buddy. Take it easy.
Yeah, you too.